This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC cleared proposals worth nearly 3,60,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry has informed the acceptance of necessity AON was accorded for the procurement of multi-role fighter aircraft, MRFA Rafale and other military hardware, including combat missiles and airship-based high-altitude pseudo-satellite for the Indian Air Force. The Ministry said the majority of MRFA to be procured will be manufactured in India. It further said that AON was accorded for the procurement of anti-tank mines, Vibhav, and overhaul of vehicle platforms of armoured recovery vehicles, ARVs, T-72 tanks and infantry combat vehicles for the Indian Army. For the Indian Navy, AON was cleared for 4 megawatt marine gas turbine-based electric power generator and P-8I, long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched a sharp attack on Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, saying that Mr. Gandhi has little concern with the country's farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said that Mr. Gandhi has never been comfortable with the empowerment of farmers and he has been seen repeatedly making anti-national statements. The Agriculture Minister said that Mr. Gandhi broke all records of lying and he is trying to create confusion in the country by spreading lies. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently prioritized farmers' welfare, stating that every major decision of the government has been taken keeping farmers' interests in mind.
Pradhan Mantri Sriman Narendra Modi hamesha se kisan hitaisi rahe hain. Unka har nirnay kisanon ke hit mein liya gaya hai. Unki yojnaon ne kisanon ki zindagi badal di hai. Aur abhi America se jo samjhota hua hai, us samjhote mein bhi kisan hit puri tarah se surakshit hain.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has accused the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi of spreading misinformation and making baseless allegations. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that Mr. Gandhi is attempting to mislead and provoke the farming community through fake narratives. The Union Minister said that the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently prioritized the welfare and prosperity of farmers through various schemes and policy decisions. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on 13th of February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. To mark World Radio Day 2026, Akashvani Raipur Chhattisgarh in collaboration with UNESCO is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. In his message on the occasion of World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said, "Radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people." He also recounted listening to radio while growing up.
We are all celebrating the Radio Day. So still the people, particularly the subscribers or listeners, they used to write postcards. So they used to write them commands to the radio stations and they connect through the radio stations, whatever the program they need, whatever the songs they need, whether they're classical songs, folk songs, or it is in cinema songs. So the people, they ask, the radio is plays.
Early counting trends in Bangladesh's 13th national parliamentary election indicate that the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is heading towards a significant victory according to partial and unofficial results from across the country. According to media reports, BNP Chairman Tariq Rehman has secured decisive wins in both Dhaka 17 and Bogura 6 constituencies. Nenal Jamaat-e-Islami's Muhammad Rehan Siraji has been unofficially declared winner in Rangpur 1. Polling was held from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in 42,779 centres across 299 constituencies alongside a national referendum yesterday. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Namibia by 93 runs in a Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by India, Namibia were all out for 116 in 18.2 overs. Earlier, Namibia won the toss and opted to bowl. Put into bat, India made 209 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. There are three fixtures today. Australia will take on Zimbabwe in a Group B match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.